Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we out here today, a little rainy day. Then got a little cool, gonna be a little cool tomorrow, but it's just something to cool off. Item I'm gonna get earned on here right quick so I can get the prayer warriors on in here, because Lord have mercy, do we need prayer. More than ever now, more than ever now. But it is what it is, it's gonna be what it's gonna be. Get earned on here and get him right away and we get this prayer show on the road. Baby, need some prayer.
Comfy guard, can I help you?
Good evening, Mr. Ernie. How you doing on this nice, chilly, cool, rainy day? How you doing, brother?
Oh, I tell you, got a lot of work done outside. Other than that, it started raining, and I said, hey, I'm going inside. Handle a few phone calls.
Okay. Well, we just going to knock this out real quick. I just got one question that comes up this time of year, but I don't know. It might not do no good since we ain't racing. But, Ernie, when the weather gets warm and it's hot, why do we have to raise the boiler pressure? Why does we raise the boiler pressure when the weather's hot?
Well, when the weather's hot, you don't have to raise the boiler pressure. Most of the time, you have to lower the boiler pressure. As the temperature goes up, it causes the bottle, of course, to go up with it. The normal, what they almost say would say is perfect temperatures between 85 to 90 degrees outside. That's in the shade. Now you get 85, 90 degrees in the sun, and then you start adding the solar heat, you're going to start getting into 110, 115 degrees. So at that perfect temperature, you're going to be about 950 PSI. Now, as the temperature goes on up outside, that bottle is going to go right up with it. So at that point, you need to have a way to cool the bottle down. You can put it in an ice chest if you're at your trailer. If you're in the staging lanes, you need to have an ice chest with you or with your tow vehicle and a towel that you can wet and put on the bottle to bring the temperature down. As you bring that temperature down, you're going to bring the bottle pressure down, and you get it into that area that you want it to run, and then you're ready to go. So it's just, you know, in cold weather, you got to heat it up, and in hot weather, you got to cool it down. Back to you, sir.
All right. Well, that's it then. It was a little backwards a little bit then. No problem. All right, go ahead and give us your advertisement, and these guys waiting to say their prayers on them, so we wait on the prayer show. We need a lot of prayer.
Yes, we do. I did look into the seatbelt deal. Y'all were correct. It is 2 years. It was not passed for the 5 year, so it is a 2 year, no exception. So that's what it's going to be. Was listening to the president's statement today, and he says they're going to carry this to the end of April. So everything's going to be locked down for another 30 days. All I can say, guys, is hold on, stay in touch with each other. If you start feeling depressed or something, you know, call somebody. If you get, we can talk about race cars. It don't matter. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. You know, just give me a call if you need me. Compy Car Nitrous Oxide Systems at 1-800-648-7687. 1-800-NITROUS. And, yeah, we are open during the week. We will ship stuff out, anything you need. If you come by to pick something up, we do the 6-foot deal. You know, it's kind of mandated, but we are filling bottles, and we do have some fuel, racing fuel left. So if you need something, give us a call. Back to you, dog. Guys, y'all be safe out there.
All right. Appreciate it, Big Ernie. Take care and have a good one. All right. Oh. All right. That was Big Ernie. With the second longest closeout, Brother D still got the record, though. Brother D got the record, but the other day he was getting pretty good, so maybe he's getting old, too. Maybe he got to do push-ups or something, too. But anyway, we're finna get on with the prayer show. Oh, one thing before we start the prayer show. Somebody might have implied that I was trying to make people come on the prayer show, and nope, I'm not trying to make them come on the prayer show. All I was doing was saying if the guys support y'all on the back lines all day, y'all can just call in on there. Shoot, you can just call in and put your phone down. You ain't even got to listen if you don't want to. But, no, we ain't trying to twist nobody's arms. We ain't trying to twist nobody's arms. Trust me, when the time comes, you might wish we had a twist your arm. So we appreciate the prayer guys for everything they do. And for the ones that don't appreciate it, we appreciate y'all don't appreciate it. Just keep on being that way. When y'all knock on that door and don't nobody answer, well, take it away you want to be. Don't want to be negative today. Don't get the pressure on in here, y'all.
I got something I would like to tell you. Those of you who don't have no God on your side, if I were you today, I wouldn't wait too long. I'd bow down on my knees and say, for God I live. And for God, I'm willing to die. You may not feel like you need him now, but after a while, when it's all over, when someone calls and you won't be able to no longer, please listen to me and take this advice.
Song Willard Banks and the Gospel Messengers, Willard Banks and the Jackson Southerners. The song simply says, too late. Asking my sister and brother a question: are you willing to keep playing and allow it to be too late? Don't let it be said too late. He said, there's going to come a day that your eyelids going to be glued. Your tongue will be glued to the roof of your mouth. Someone going to call your name, and you won't be able to no longer answer. Then, can't you see, it's going to be too late. We're going to get started today, hoping and trusting that those that's listening, there's something to be said today that will entreat your heart, touch your mind, and give you a mind to want to turn from your wicked ways and seek his faith. We're going to start it off with the word of prayer. We're going to ask Brother Tim if he opens up with the word of prayer. Brother Tim, if you will.
All right, Brother D, thank you so much. It is a privilege and an honor to be able to intercede for our brothers and sisters and even for ourselves. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're just so careful to come before you, Lord, as humble as we know how. We come before you, Lord, praising you and thanking you for all that you've done. Thank you for another good day. Thank you that you allow the blood to run warm in our veins once again to be able to get it right with you, Lord. So, Father God, without any further ado, we want to dive into your word, Lord God. So we ask that, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, understanding, comprehension, and revelation of your word. Let it come alive in us, Lord, that we may be able to partake of your word, digest your word down inside of us, Lord God. Father God, we just ask that you would just bless the word as it comes forth. Bless this particular entity, Lord God, that this platform will be able to bless those who are out there, Lord God. I don't know what they go through, but Lord God, we just ask that your word would go forth. Continue to bless each messenger, Lord, and just thank you, Lord, for all that you do. We just ask this humble prayer in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name, victory in the name, authority, love. Everything we need is wrapped up in the name of Jesus. And we're just careful to give you the praise, honor, and the glory. And we just say amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Brother D.
Amen. Amen. We want to thank Brother Tim for that prayer. You know, I hear Brother Dog say a lot. He said, I don't practice my show. I do it, as the old people said, we're shooting from the hip.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself caught up in that same category. You know, I be riding along and I say, what are we going to talk about today? And the Lord just have ways of doing it. And it just works out, Brother Tim. I want to give you guys all again. Brother Tim, I'm going to bring the word today. But I just want to give you guys a little insight before I get out the way here. You know, the world is tied up in a ball of confusion right now. We don't know whether to go left or right. We got this thing they call the COVID-19, which is the virus. Now, you know, when you're dealing with something you can see, you have a lot easier time of making the right decision to deal with what you have to do to deal with it. But when you're dealing with something you can't see and someone is telling you, don't go outside, first thing cross your mind is, I'm grown, I do what I want to do, when, where, and how I want to do it. But you know, there's a passage of scripture, Brother Tim and I were discussing earlier today, that says man is to abide by the law of the land. But see, the law of the land is to abide by what thus says the Lord. Now, I was sitting to myself and I was thinking, Brother Tim.
Yes, sir.
I said, this thing is waving its hand all across the United States, all across China, and foreign countries. I was talking to my man yesterday, and I said, you know, there's been 700 people have died over in Italy. Now, I know Italy is old country where a lot of people live together and they're old, but the number is still astronomical. And he said, it's up past 800 and something now. And I can imagine just how much it has grown in the last 2 days. All I'm trying to tell you is that you're dealing with a silent killer. It brought something to mind, Bro Tim. It brought something
yes, sir.
To mind. I thought about the Hebrew boys when they were thrown in the fire furnace.
Yes, sir.
How he stepped in the mist and cooled the flame.
Mm-hmm.
They just refused to give in.
Well,
my Lord and Savior stepped in. I was listening to a young man I've known for quite a while. I watched him come into the priesthood of preaching, and he told a story then. I want to give it to you guys, and hopefully you'll catch it. And Brother Dion, out of here. Story about how they went home on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of going on vacation, he said, from a little small town like myself, little Aberdeen, Mississippi, a little bit of small town, population about 3,000 people, where everybody knew everybody. And they went to see his uncle. But when he said when he got there, the house was on fire. They called the fire department out, and the smoke woke him up. He ran outside, and they called the fire department, and they put the house out. But when the chief of the fire department came out, he had two water moccasins in his hand. They call them cottonmouth. If I'm not mistaken, I think they call them cottonmouth because their mouth is white. Now,
yes, sir.
He
yes,
asked the young man, he said, are these your pets? And watch out. This is going to happen for you. I'm going to get out of the way here.
He said, no,
they're not my pet. He said, are you sure they're not yours? He said, who would keep a cottonmouth as a pet? He said, where you get them from? He said, well, sir, they was up under your bed. He said, put him a bed. He said, yeah, they're going to wait till you go to sleep at night. This is what we find with this COVID-19. We find that it's a silent killer. You can't see it. See, he couldn't see those snakes up under his bed. I know everybody not going to catch this right quick, but you think about it, it'll come to you later. You know, he couldn't see them up under his bed, bro. Tell me they were going to kill him.
Yeah, he was going to kill him.
But in stepped Jesus. Now you said, where did Jesus step in it? In step Jesus, because the house caught a fire. He does something he had never done before in his life. He tried smoking a cigarette, and he fell asleep, and it set the curtains on fire. And he goes on to tell the story that the fire didn't kill the snakes, but the smoke killed the snakes. See, you see how God stepped in?
Yes, sir.
Satan was waiting.
This thing
we're dealing with is just Satan just waiting to take us out. But aren't you glad that my Lord and Savior gave us something that will save us, will rescue you in time of trouble? He said, I'm going to send you something to keep you if you just do my will. He's all I want you to do, brother. Brother, I'm trying to get out of here, but I just want to understand if you just do his will. You know, if you do his will, he told us something. What he said now unto him.
Mm-hmm.
Him able, bro, Tim, to keep
He's
him alone.
Able.
Him is able.
Yes, he is.
Him is able to prepare a place for me.
Mm-hmm.
Him.
Mm-hmm. Him. Yes, sir.
Him.
Yes.
Him.
My.
Him able.
He is able.
And the reason I can tell you this is I found myself yesterday. Young man got him a truck and told me he said, I was looking at the thing on YouTube, and when I mentioned the COVID 19, he said, I just got over it. Things in my truck with me, and there's nowhere for me to go. But I found, brothers and sisters, that was a place for Brother D to go. Oh, Brother Tim, know what I'm talking about. I found a place. I could sneak off into my secret closet and say, Lord, if I ever needed you before, I need you now. I can see him passing it, trying to pass it. They had a wall there blocking. Let me know that he's able to do all things, but fail. I found myself yesterday, Bro Tim, getting a phone call. You know, I just buried my oldest sister. My mother didn't have three kids, Bro Tim, and I just buried my oldest sister about a year ago. I got a call from my niece yesterday. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but you know, sometimes you just can't keep it to yourself.
Oh.
I got a call yesterday that telling me that my baby sister, she being contrary, that she won't do what the doctor tells us, so they're going to put in Hoskins. Now, we all know what time it is when they go there, but thank God. Thank God.
Yes, sir.
Thank God.
Yes, sir.
I tell him because if he do, I know she suffer no more. If he do, I know she's in a better place. If he do.
Yes.
And if he don't, bro, Tim, I'm so glad
that
I know he's able to lift up a bow down here. He's able to mend the broken heart. God
yes,
is
sir.
Able. Unto him.
I really wanted to get out of the way today, bro Tim is going to give us a word.
But I just want you all to know God is able.
Able.
Feel. There's a many options that we have on the table. Failing for my God is not an option.
My.
We need him every day and every hour in our lives. He loves us so much that he let his son die for us because out of love. He didn't need me, but he wants me. He have no need for me. Bro, tell me, do you know I'm just a piece of filth and dirt?
Yes, sir.
In his eyesight. The Bible says I'm no more than a filthy rag. And with that being, he told me that filth stunks in his nostrils. So it lets me know, word by word, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, that God has no need for me, but he loves me. So
yes.
He let his only begotten son die for me to give me a way back to the tree of life.
Yes, sir.
Aren't you glad? you ought to be glad. Aren't you glad?
He loves you.
He loves you more than you ever love yourself. He loves you. Listen, brother, he loves you. You should try to return the favor. You should want to go on your knees right now and tell God thank you. Just tell him thank you. Somebody said, if I couldn't say a word,
He said, I waved my hand. He said, if I couldn't say a word, I'd just moan.
Mm.
I'll tell him thank you. I'll tell him thank you. Thank you right now. Almighty God, thank you right now. Because him is able. I know him able. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Come on, Brother Tim. Come on, Brother Tim.
Yes,
come on, Brother Tim. Brother D, go.
Thank you, Brother D. I count it as a privilege, man, and an honor. But I wanted to say something. You mentioned something, and I like that. Just how, and you didn't even know, because I never even told you what I was going to talk about today. And you mentioned obedience, and I do like this part, too, D. I want to go back a little bit before I go somewhere. You said that not just that he's able, he'll even get in the fire with you, Brother D. I like how you said that. He'll even get in the fire with you. See, he didn't just say, D, what kind of, Lord have mercy, what a God that we serve. He just doesn't let you go through it in the fire, Brother D, but he got in there with the Hebrew boys himself, got in there with him. Lord have mercy. Well, Lord, I just wanted to say, Brother D, I just ask that you would be with me on this. And it might get a little touchy, but I'm going to do what I got to do, Brother D. And I just say thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just ask that I don't adulterate your word in any form or fashion, that you will let your word just flow out of me like a river of living water. Lord God, I thank you for your word that was left on record. But when we stand before you, Lord, we'll be without any excuse because it's written right here in your word. And we just need to involve ourselves in your word and digest your word and grow and get stronger in your word. And we just say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother D, this coronavirus that's out there, it has people in fear. It has people running and ducking and dodging, and people are quarantined inside. People have been dying, and they don't understand what's going on. But I've noticed, Brother D, there's some lot of young people, older people. They are out there on the beach and running and playing and having a great time all gathering together. But that ain't what we were told to do, Brother D.
Yes, we
have laws and rules and regulations in this land right here, Brother D. And these rules and regulations will be your friend if you listen to them, if you obey them. And God has rules and regulations himself. And he tells his people, these are the things you will do and what you will not do. And so what we do, you have freedom as long as you follow the rules and regulations, Brother D. You're not in violation as long as you follow the rules and regulations. In Romans 13, and I'm going to jump. I got about five verses, and I'm going to read some of them. Some of them I'm just going to talk about and give them to you. But just in case you want to write them down ahead of time, Romans 13, 1 and 2, 1 Samuel 15 and around and 22. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be over in Genesis quite a bit. Genesis 3, 23. I'm going to be over in Genesis 19, 4 and 5, 12 and 13, end up in Isaiah 26, 9 and 11, and I may get over in Joshua 24, 28 over there. I'll get to it, but I just want to start off right there, and I'm just going to read it and tell my brothers and sisters what it means as we're rolling along. Romans 13, starting at verse 1, everyone must submit himself to the governing authority, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authority that exists has been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. Brother D, we have rules and regulations and laws that are in place, and the presidents and all the
staff and attorney general and said, we need to be quarantined. We need to stay in. We don't need to be all, we need to be 6 feet. And when people do what they want to do, Brother D, you endanger other people's lives. We those rules and regulations are there for a reason. The government was established by God. Nobody got in government. No, the president even get to be a president because God allowed it to happen, D. So what I'm trying to say is, D, we need to follow the rules and regulations just like God has rules and regulations, Brother D. We need to follow them. And if we do that, he said, if you choose not to do it, Brother D, you bring judgment on yourself. Because guess what? Some people just didn't do it. Some people didn't take it seriously. Some people don't think that this virus is rough as it is, Brother D, but it's a silent killer, as you said. We need to pay attention to what the word says. Brother D, let me go on over to 1 Samuel, and we can come back and talk about any of them, but I just wanted to make sure we get it. 1 Samuel 15. I want to get over it. I'm trying to get to it, Brother D. I had it already marked, and I don't know what I did here. Here we go. Come on. 1 Samuel 15, and we're going to be over there on 22. 15:22. My. And it says, but Samuel replied, does God delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like sin, divination, and anguish like evil of idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the law of the Lord and has rejected you as king. He was talking to Samuel and Saul. He was letting Saul know, the people have done this and all that, and you guys have chose not me. You wanted to get rebellious, and you know what you did? You chose to be disobedient. But God gave you some instructions. He said obedience is better than sacrifice. Brother D, you can go to church, you can be nice to people, all the things, and then you can turn around and not do what God's word says. He said, all your sacrifice, all the things that you do is worthless because you're not willing to be obedient.
In the name of Jesus.
He wasn't obedient. I just can't believe it, Brother D. We have been fighting this battle for a long, long time, since the beginning of time. You know that, Brother D? We've been dealing with sin. We've been dealing with problems and everything. And do you know Adam and Eve were doing pretty good, Brother D? They was in the garden. They could have any and everything they wanted. But they were told, Brother D, not to eat or even touch the tree that was in the middle of the garden. And you know what they did, Brother D? You can't come back and tell God, well, you know, it was this person or that, or this tricked me or anything like that. Well, he's trying to tell you, you know better than that. He said, I gave specific instructions. So I'm going to go to Genesis. I'm going to go here to chapter 3, verse 23, and I'm just going to say this so you'll see what I meant, that, you know, when you're not obedient, not obedient to what God tells you, and I went back from today early all the way back to the beginning of time right here, Brother D, and it says, so the Lord banished him from the garden. He's talking about Adam, from the garden of the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. So he said, you're going to work now, and you're going to work by the sweat of your brow, because you know why? You were disobedient. You didn't listen to me, brother. You didn't listen to me. You didn't listen to me.
Yes, sir.
And I know that this is going to shake you're going to shake a few people up on this one, Brother D. You know, we're going to go over to Genesis. We're going to go right on over here during Noah's time. We're going to get over here in Noah's time. And Noah warned the people over and over and over, Brother D. He told them. Not to do the things that they did. He said they had been sinning, and that he said that he had got tired of them, Brother D. He had got tired of them people, and I'm going to come back, but I really wanted to get this other one, because I don't want to mess up and don't have an opportunity to get it in there, Brother D. But do you know that Sodom and Gomorrah It was a very sinful city, Brother D. And God was so tired of them. They gave them so much time to get their life together, but they chose not to do it. They were disobedient, Brother D. This is not looking at the specific act. This is looking at the whole city and how disobedient they were. God got sick of it, and he sent two angels down, Brother D. The Bible says there were two men that came to and arrived at Sodom and Gomorrah in the evening at Lot's house. That's where they came, D. That's where they were at. And then all of a sudden, they came there to warn Lot that he had to leave because God had placed judgment on that city. And they were going to utterly destroy the city. So I want you to hear this, Brother D. It says, before, this is Lot and the men, because he asked them to come and stay at his house. And they wanted to stay there out in the thing. But he said, before, this is verse 4, before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them. That's what the Bible says, Brother D. That's what the Bible says. So, God is sick and tired of these people. They just don't want to listen. And he said, I'm tired of them, Brother D. They just don't want to listen. So you know what happened, Brother D, when all that happened? Verse 12 tells a little something, D. He said, the two men said to Lot, do you have one else here, son-in-law, sons or daughters or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here because we are going to destroy this place. The outcry of the Lord against these people is great. They have been sent, that he has sent us to destroy it. So what I'm trying to say, Brother D, when do we finally learn? That's why when I went over to Isaiah, back to Isaiah, we went to Isaiah 26. Now listen to this, D. These people have been going through all this mess. They just don't want to learn. They don't want to listen. And that's what I would have put down here, Brother D. I said, when do we listen? We just don't want to learn. People do not listen. Even when death is all around us, people should be understanding what God is saying. Because when the government says it, then we need to follow if it's correct. And that's what he did. Now listen to this, Brother D, in verse 9. He said here, Isaiah said, my soul yearns for you in the night. In the morning, my spirit longs for you. When your judgment comes upon the earth, the people of the world learn righteousness. Though grace is shown to the wicked, they do not learn righteousness. Even in the land of uprightness, they go on doing evil and regard not the majesty of the Lord. The Lord's hand is lifted high, but they do not see it. So my point was, Brother D, is that even in the midst of evil, even in the midst of God's judgment upon the people, they just don't learn. Let me give you a good example, Brother D. Right now, we have people dying, elderly people, young people. It don't make no difference. This virus is so deadly and contagious. People are dying all over the place. And people are out right now trying to sell people fake test kits for $600. They want to swab you at your door for $300. They're selling masks that normally cost 50 cents to a dollar. They're selling them for $80, $100 and all that. They're exploiting people. They're taking advantage of people. People are calling and saying that we need your Medicaid card number and your ID and your Social Security, ripping people off because people are afraid. They don't understand. But Brother D, God said in his word, he told us that there was a remedy to all that. He said over in 2 Chronicles 7:14, he told us there's a remedy to it, Brother D. He said that if my people, that's God's people, Brother D, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal the land. Brother D, if we do what God tells us to do and quit being greedy and stuff, it's all about the money, Brother D, we're going to have a problem. We got an antidote, and his name is Jesus. But you know what they choose to do, Brother D? They choose to do evil. They choose to be wicked. They choose to follow other people and not be a when you say what is a real man, a man knows God and he grows up. He puts childish ways behind him. He does what he's supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
He's supposed to seek God. He's supposed to train his children. He's supposed to be the man of his house. He's supposed to teach his family how to love God and what God's word is all about. But, Brother D, just in case you don't want to understand this, Brother D, if the virus do come and the pressure do come upon us, God said one more thing, Brother D, in Isaiah 20. He said, go, my people, enter your room and shut the door behind you. Hide yourself for a little while until the wrath has passed by. See that the Lord is coming out of his dwelling place to punish the people of the earth for their sin. The earth will disclose the blood shed upon her. She will conceal the slain no longer. So what I'm trying to say, Brother D, God even warns his people, hey, just like the death angel came, Brother D, God told him to slay the lamb and take the blood and rub it over the doorpost. That's what he told him, Brother D. And when the death angel comes, he's going to pass on by because he sees the blood. Brother D, when life comes, like when it gets really rough out there, Brother D, and you are standing in the balance, what you going to do, Brother D? I'm going to lean toward the God. I'm going to hold his unchanging hand, Brother D. So what I'm trying to tell my brothers and sisters, you got an antidote to the problem. We just got to look to him, and we got to obey him. What God said in his word, not me, Brother D, not you, he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. You know what I'm saying, Brother D? You can come and give $1,000 in the offering plate and still be a hellion. And God don't look at your offering as nothing. It's a stench in his nose. So what I'm trying to tell my brothers and sisters, don't be like Noah and be the only one that got out. The people were so rebellious. God said, I'm going to wipe them off the face of this earth. I'm so sick of them. They just don't understand. And they just keep on doing what they want to do. The Bible says that the people, these wicked people, the grace has been shown to them, even the wicked, but they do not learn. You know, there are some people just don't learn. They go to the school of hard knock all for the rest of their life, and they sometimes they even shorten their lives. So that's what I heard today, Brother D. Sometimes we need to understand God gives us rules and regulations, and what we need to do is follow them. Even over in Matthew, Brother D, and we know what it says. I'm getting there. It says Matthew, which is the Great Commission, he told us over in 28, and I'm going right there. I'm almost there, Brother D. Give me 3 seconds here. And it says right here, Brother D, I like this. We got to follow the rules and regulations. He said all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the end of the age, or even to the end of the very earth. And so that's what the Bible is telling us, Brother D. We need to teach our people. We need to make sure they understand that God has given some commandments or commands, or there is laws and rules and regulations that we need to abide by. And if we do that, I've always been taught, D, that if we got rules and regulations, they're your friend if you follow them. And if you don't believe me, keep driving through a red light. Keep on driving through there and see. You keep breaking the law. Keep driving through that red light, Brother D. You'll find out And Brother D, if you go against the rules and regulations of gravity, go up to the top of a building and jump off and see if you float. Gravity going to bring you down. There are rules and regulations, Brother D. There are laws that we have to abide by. So what I'm just trying to tell them, my brothers and sisters, be obedient to what the government is telling you in this case, because it may cost you your life. But God is trying to tell you, I'm here, and that my grace and my mercy is there for you. He said, these who love me, I have my angels encamped all around you. This hurt and harm ain't going to come to you, but you got to be obedient. And you got to be obedient to him, because if you don't do what he tells you to do, then what can he do? You bring judgment on yourself. This is not a hard message to be able to speak or preach. It's just telling you what you're supposed to do. Well, God is sick and tired of all the evil and wickedness that goes on in this earth. Men, grown men, raping little kids, and full-grown women taking advantage of little high school kids and elementary kids. Brother D, kids divorcing their parents and doing all this old crazy, men laying with men and women laying with women, all kind of crazy stuff, liars and cheaters and adulterers and backbiters. Don't forget the little things, Brother D, the thieves and stuff that's out there, carjackers. It's got crazy out here, Brother D. It got crazy. But we need to know that it don't come near us. Because my house is covered by the blood. And Joshua said, if you feel that and you think that it's unright to worship the Lord, make your choice today. He said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, Brother D. We made a decision. You got to make a decision. Who are you going to follow, Brother D? If I go into the fiery furnace, I wouldn't have nobody else with me but Jesus. And that's what you said, Brother D. He got in the fire with him. He don't just leave you out there, Brother D, to fight this battle by yourself. We put on the full armor of God, Brother D. We equip ourselves with the sword of his word, Brother D, the breastplate of righteousness. That's what we need to do. We need to get it all together, Brother D. It's rough out here. And then we don't have to worry about it. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to be scared, Brother D. We don't have to do all these things. Oh, man, it's not like that. God didn't give you the spirit of fear, timidness. He wants us to be bold and courageous and speak his word boldly. So I'm here to just tell my brothers and sisters, we got rules and regulations. Abide by them. God has established the government. He allowed it to be like it is. We might have wanted, we had the Lord, we have, but he said, if you want a king, I'll give it to you. I brought you out of Egypt and brought you through all the famines that was out there, frogs and all the diseases that were going on, the flies and everything that happened to Pharaoh. Said, I brought you out. But you choose to want to eventually choose a king over me, and I'm your God. My. Come on, D. I'm doing a lot of talking today, but I just wanted to make sure my brothers and sisters knew that there's rules and regulations, D.
And Bro Tim, they're there for a reason. God gave us commandments.
Yes, sir.
When a person commands you to do something, it's like a rule. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Tim is not telling you all anything that's not biblically written. And one thing I want to tell you guys, I heard him touch on Lot. Look what he did with Lot. When he told Lot to get his people out, Lot's wife decided to be disobedient. You heard Brother Tim say it, brothers and sisters. He said rules and regulations, they can be your friends if you abide by them. She decided she would be disobedient and not abide by the law. Because what they're telling me, he told Lot, he said, when you leave, he said, don't look back.
Don't look back.
But she decided she'd look back. And what happened to her, Bro Tim?
Yes, sir.
Tell him what happened to her. Tell him what happened to her.
She turned to a pillar of salt.
She turned to a pillar of salt. She turned to a pillar of salt because she'd been hard-headed.
Yes. My. God has the rules and regulations for a reason. And they're there to help you get through this life. They're here to school. They're your schoolmaster. So at least you know what's right and what's wrong. You've seen somebody else make the mistake. So what he's trying to tell us, you can look back and see the mistakes or the things or the victories that people have had by doing what? Obeying God. And when you're disobedient, this is what happens. When you are obedient, you are entitled to all the blessings and all the promises that God has given you. That's why over in Corinthians, it tells you over in 1 Corinthians 13, he said, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I acted like, I responded, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. That's what he's telling us, Brother D. And there are going to be some rules and regulations. One rule and regulation that we know we got to have. If you want to go to heaven, if you want to see your Savior's face,
come on,
if you want to have eternal life,
come on,
you know what you got to do?
There's
a procedure that you must go through, Brother D. It ain't changed in all these years, and I don't think it's going to change. So that's what I know, that his word is true. Because even heaven and earth may pass away, Brother D, but his word is going to stand forever. And guess what it says over in Romans 10, Brother D? He said, now if you really want the promises, you really want that blessed assurance that you know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. No matter what happens all around you, you covered. You got your fire insurance, Brother D. You know what it says? He says that in chapter 10 of Romans, it says, starting at verse 9, he says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. And that's what it says, Brother D. So I'm just trying to tell my brother, so it ain't real hard. If I ask some people to go lift mighty weights, Brother D, they up in the 300-pound category. If I told them, can they swim across the river, Brother D, they could probably do it. If you run a long marathon, you could do it. If I tell you,
sir.
Brother D, can you run this mighty race at the grudge racing and all that, Brother D, if I tell you to do mighty things, you could do it. But something as simple as that, give God your heart. And all he's asking you to do, just because you say it, believe it in your heart. You know, do you believe that Jesus is? And you say yes. Do I believe that he is the Son of God? Yes. And you believe it down in your heart, and you confess it with your mouth?
You know, yes.
Brother D, even the Alcoholic Anonymous have taken the scriptures out the Bible, the principles out the Bible, and they said, we can't help you until you recognize who you are. I'm an alcoholic, and I got a problem. Can you help me? Yes, we can. And that's what they do, Brother D. If you are a sinner and you got it all messed and you got it all twisted around, in life, there goes your help right there. That's the antidote to sin.
Right,
that's the antidote to all your problems right there, D. You got to deal, because all these life problems are just temporary. You know, what are you about? You want to talk about eternity. That's how you get it right there, Brother D.
I just want to
let them know that God didn't just throw you out there. He gave you some help. Yes, sir, Brother
D. He gave some help. He left help for you. He was your help, Brother Tim, while he was here.
Yes, sir.
And then he told me, he said, I'm going to send you some help when I leave.
Yes, sir.
He said, if I don't leave, it can't come. It can't come if I don't leave. He said, but when I leave, I'm going to send you some. The Bible says it landed on the shore like a dove. And he called the Almighty Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. I don't care what name you use. It's all the same, my brother. You know, we getting ready to get up out of here. Brother Tim has really talked well today. The hour is growing fast. It doesn't take long for cast when you're having fun. I'm going to leave this with you guys, and we're gonna get on about it. Like I tell you guys all the time, I'd rather have Jesus than not need him, than to need him and not have him. And I got to get him now. I don't get a second chance at this. I'm in my second chance now. My second chance came when he hung on the cross. I heard Brother Dog says, we're not trying to con you into coming on the show. We're not trying to threaten you into coming on the show. But I heard Brother Dog give it to him. I didn't want to give it to him in scripture. When you get a chance, go to Romans 14 and look at verse, I believe it's 11. And it should read to my sister and brother something like this. It says, for it is written, as I live, said the Lord,
every knee.
Every
those that don't come on the show, bro, dog. Those that don't want to hear the word, bro, dog. He said, every knee shall bow. And he told who they're going to bow to. He said, they shall bow to me. And every tongue surely shall confess to God.
Uh-oh. That's
what the Bible says there.
That's what it says.
So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. So what Bro Dog should tell you, and like I said, Bro Dog said, we ain't trying to scare you, but I try to scare my brothers and sisters because, see, once you have tasted, the Bible said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes,
once
sir.
You have tasted of him, you want your brothers
yes,
and sisters to have that same pie. You want them to eat off that same chocolate cake or that pecan pie because you know it's good. He said, oh, taste and see. The Bible says, so then each of us will give an account of himself. I don't have to pass judgment on you and you on me. You will bow and confess one day. If all of my sisters and brothers, I'd rather do it now while the blood is running warm in my veins. See, because when it comes day of judgment and he said, depart from me, for I knew you not for your work of iniquity, then you will be in a confessing state and you're going to say, yo, he was God. Oh, he was God Almighty. And those that confess God now going to say, no, he is God. You fail to get him. You fail to get him. While the blood is running warm in your veins. Truly, they're going to come in. Like I told my sister and brother 4 moments ago, Lot's wife looked back. She looked back. She was contrary to God's word.
She did.
The Bible said, not 5 minutes later, not 5 seconds, the Bible says instantly she turned to a pillar.
Immediately. Yes, sir.
See, and what that goes, I got to get out of here. Look,
yes,
it goes to show you, bro, Tim, that he's no
yes,
shorter than his word. His word is his word, and it will forever stand. It will forever stand.
Yes,
we're going to turn it back over to brother. We hope and pray that something was said the day that tweaked someone's heart. Touch someone. I would be remiss if I didn't. I want to thank Brother Maul for coming on this morning. Came with a powerful question this morning. And I want to thank him for even what he had to say after the question. You know, when an old songwriter song, he says, give them their praises while they yet live. You want to give a person roses while they can smell them. You know, it brought joy to hear someone else say what I heard this morning. We want to thank Brother Maul for that, and we pray that he don't let the day be his last time. We pray that him, along with anyone else that want to hear the word of truth, I promise you, anything that Brother Eric, Brother D, Brother Tim, or Brother Randy give you, you can get your Bible and see it for yourself. I find that there's not one I not doubted, and not one T has been crossed. He left nothing unturned.
Yes, he truly did.
Bro, Tim said he left it on record.
We're
going to get out of here. Come on, bro, dog. Come on, bro, dog. We're going to get out of here. Got to go. Bro, dog.
All right. Y'all hear what he said. Brother Maul, we appreciate you. Baby, let's go work.
Thinking about the
time
when I was so far from home.
So far from home.
Yes.
Running in the streets. Staying out all night long.
Yes, sir.
Could have been dead. Oh, Lord. But Lord, you took care of me, dear. And you made old Debbie hay. Oh, Lord. I'm grateful.
I can hear the song.
I'm grateful. Grateful to be living.
Yes, sir.
How are you living? I'm grateful to you.
Great.
Great.
Brought me a long way.
It's been a little rough on me, y'all, but God's been good to me. Anybody know he's been good? So many times when I was in the streets, didn't even take time to pray. But Lord, you took care of me, Jesus.
Well,
and you came home out of my way.
Yeah.
I know it was you. It was you that had my back. Thank you,
yeah,
Jesus. A 24-hour security.
Yes, it
was. The God is like that.
troubles around me.
Yes.
And I didn't have to despair.
That's
Lord, you told me that you'd be right there. It seems like all my problems had just begun, but I didn't have to worry no more. They were already won.
I just play a little music there, man. If y'all notice, I ain't been talking much today. I'm in a pretty bad mood today, man. I'm just, something came over me, man. The Prayer Warriors, I appreciate y'all, man. And like I said, you know, these shows, I think, you know, we had these shows in again, a little bit of everything. We try to do a little bit of everything, but you know, seems like people don't want to technically appreciate them. They don't want to support them and all that, so I don't foresee myself keep on killing myself to trying to make everybody else see the light. We're going to continue to have the prayer show until Brother D decide he don't want to have it no more, until I run out of money, whichever will come first. And we're going to continue to have a Big Ernie show. But as far as the blog talk shows and stuff, I'm almost about ready to set ahead with them blog talk shows, man. I'm getting tired of them. The reason I'm saying I'm getting tired of them, you know, I believe in trying to support everybody. And I, in return, I can tell you, I'm like, how the Lord say, I'm a jealous God. Well, I don't want no other God before me. Well, I ain't no jealous man, but you know, I'm a vindictive type joker though. If you don't support me, I don't know why the hell am I there trying to support you, trying to give you something to do. And so, if you can read between the lines, what I'm basically saying, I'm about tired of these damn blog talk shows. But Brother House and Brother D, y'all on here. And I talked to Brother D, because I was feeling down and out, and ever since I heard it, I've been feeling bad. I need to make sure. Brother D, Brother House, y'all both out there still? Both of y'all still out there?
We here, my brother.
I talked to Brother D the other day, and I told him, you know, I was on the back line, and I was hearing some disturbing stuff. And ever since I heard that, it put me in a funk. And that funk has been going now, and it must be something real, because the Lord won't let me shake it. I was on the back line, and Brother D, I don't look at Brother D as not being able to defend himself, but I don't want Brother D to defend himself with his fist. But Tim House, I take Tim House, I look at Tim House in a different eyesight, basically. And some of the stuff I saw, how they was handling Tim House, I didn't appreciate it. I really didn't appreciate it. Now, whether it's right or wrong, I don't care. As a man, Tim House, I'm talking to you as a man. You didn't supposed to stand up in the paint and take that stuff that I heard on another show. I didn't appreciate it. I didn't like it, and I still don't. But, I mean, you know, who am I to say what I like and what I appreciate? Brother Tim, if I tell you the truth, I'm going to be honest with you. If I hear you ever come on a show and had the people disrespecting you like they was disrespecting you as a man, I'm going to do something to you. Because no man have to go through what you went through. Not much as you get to bring the word to us and try to do the right thing. I don't think you need to stand in the paint for that bull. So I just had to say that. And Brother D, Brother House, y'all go ahead and say a little something until I recompose myself a little bit. I got to back up and recompose myself. You can speak on it if you want to, but it got me messed up right now.
Well, Brother Dog, I really appreciate you, and I can really tell in my heart that you have a love for me, and it means so much to me. You know, sometime in life we go through some things, and sometimes we look around and we don't have nobody around us, and all we can do is count on the Lord to help us. But I thank my brother for coming in and saying some things, because it means so much to me that someone cares about you. You know, sometimes when we on these shows and we give prayers and everything, Brother D has had a loss in his life, you know, and who prays for him, you know? And so sometimes he doesn't like to burden us with things, but he's my brother, and he knows that we care and we love him. So that's what it comes down to. Are you willing to show love to each other? And that's what it comes down to. And I really, truly, and from the bottom of my heart, dog, I really do appreciate you, and I thank you for standing in the paint with me, you know, and it means so much to me. Sometimes I do get kind of beat up and knocked out, but I keep thinking that maybe my brothers and sisters will get it, and I'm trying to hold on and not to walk away. But sometimes it gets rough, and I know that I got a love for the people, and I got a love for God's word, so I really hope that they would find out what I found out, receive what I received, enjoy what I enjoy. And I just wanted to tell my brothers and sisters that thank you, dog, for not just telling me you'll be there with me, but actually standing in the paint with me. It means a lot to
amen.
Me.
Amen. 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 What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna play a couple of songs, guys. If nobody wanna got nothing they wanna talk about or wanna say, I'm not gonna sit here and try to entertain you myself. I'm a little fed up with it. I'm gonna play a couple of songs. If you wanna come on in a little bit after I play these songs and y'all wanna talk about some, I lead the show open, y'all can. But as we don't get the support, well, the hell with it. I'm not gonna be out there breaking my damn neck for you.
Lord, I need you as I travel through this land. Oh, yeah. I need you as I travel
I just cut that off a little short. I got some texts coming in, and Tim House, you got some support out there. All I got to tell you, I closed the Prayer Warriors mic because I didn't want them to talk no more. Because if they keep talking, they'll be in here all night, and I'll be here all night with them. I really wouldn't mind doing that, though. But Tim House, you got some support out there. Talk to Brother D, and I told Brother D what I felt about it in some nice words. I can't say on the radio right now, but you can talk to Brother D, and I've got three texts in, and basically all of them said the same thing, Brother Tim. They said, stay off these doggone shows. If they're going to treat you like that, stay off these shows, man. Stay off of them, man. That's what I mean, you know, because it is what it is. I mean, when you get that rough, stay off it. All right, guys, with that being said, I'll sit over here, and we can get something going. If anybody got anything going, hit the one button. Hit the one button. We can get something going. If we can't, we can go there and make me another one of them damn peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, boy. I want peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to come in real good with that Captain Durst bread. You know what I noticed? I was buying that Captain Durst, I think, in the brown, what you call it. It used to be the best bread out there because it was always soft and fresh. Like. And then they started making it all hard like they didn't give a damn. Now, since this virus come up, then they started making the good bread again. Man, I done had bread in there, and what I do is buy me a couple of loaves, and I freeze them. You know, if I buy two loaves, I freeze one and have one out. And man, that old bread has stayed fresh and nice now. So they evidently, when they see they got to get better quality, they step the quality back up on that Captain Durst. It's in a brown bag. It costs $3 on a bag though. It's expensive, but I like a good bread. And my dumb ass went out there because I'm trying to be cheap and trying to store up stuff. Bought some doggone it. I bought some damn all bread and cheese. Man, come on, man. I put the cheese directly on the grill. I put the cheese directly on the damn grill, and it was worse than that damn Section 8 cheese we used to get back in the day, man. That shit wouldn't even melt. I couldn't even melt the damn cheese, and it was directly on the grill. It wouldn't even melt. So I hate to tell y'all this. If you can afford it, buy the name brand shit, because that off-brand shit, it'll make a turd, but, man, if you used to, everything I eat with cheese. Some kind of way I put cheese on it, but that damn cheese, man, that off-brand shit, boy, that shit, that's something else. Dog, Jesus Christ is talked about on a daily basis. So So why expect anything different when it comes to us? Amen, my brother. Amen. Well, all right, I've been talking about 5 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes. Ain't nobody got nothing. Well, we'll see y'all when we see you.